Good morning and welcome to the FTS podcast for Sunday the 10th of February. Seeing some strange results, aren't we, at the moment? Villa coming back from 3-0 in the last 10 minutes on Friday. Hoffenheim coming back from 3-0 against Dortmund yesterday. Certainly something I didn't see there when they were 3-0 up. And QPR almost pulling off a miracle escape from 4-0 down. Getting it back and missing a penalty in the 92nd minute. I'm sure McLaren was happy. Amazing, the people backing at 101 in running are, I think there was about 30 grand at 101 on Dortmund and 50 at 102, 103 yesterday. So the people in running are doing their absolute brains getting involved there. Anyway, on to today and a couple of mentions. Firstly, Sevilla. Playing Ibar at 5:30, 1.7, have great value on this game for me. So Sevilla on the home win will be a game I will be getting involved in. In Italy, slightly shorter price. I know when I say shorter price and tip them up, people go, oh, he only tips up shorties, blah, 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 but it's where the value is. And Sampdoria at 1.52 against Frosinone are good value. The Premier League has a big game today. Spurs take on Leicester. Spurs are 1.7, which is about right. We've had a bit of joy with them when they were lower in the last week or so, but today that's about right. So nothing doing there in the Spurs game. Dare I say it, I do actually expect Spurs to win today, but they never fail to let me down, so let's see what happens. In the other game in the Premier League, the smaller game, City are home to Chelsea. City about 1.5, 1.51, again about right. Won't be getting involved there. Those who listened on Thursday may want to look at the 2.5 I mentioned. You may want to let the game start and get involved in that. Just something I'm throwing out there for people to look at. I've not looked at those stats when the big six play each other, but given that it's been about four times in two seasons, I don't think it matters who City play at the minute. Trades I will be having, 2 o'clock, Montpellier home to Monaco. If Monaco can hold out for 20 minutes, which in their current state doesn't seem all likely, I will be getting involved in the over 1.5 in that game, sort of 20 minutes onwards back in the over 1.5 over through to about 35 minutes and then trading it. 3:15, Valencia plays Sociedad, and whilst these don't have a massive strike rate, you've got to remember the prices at that time are much better. So Valencia Sociedad looking for the late first half goal. You know, rather than going in at 1.4, when you're dripping through to 35 minutes, you get in sort of 3-1, 4-1 for your first half goal. Come the final sort of part of the bet. So I will be looking for a late first half goal at Valencia Sociedad, getting involved from sort of 25 minutes to 35 minutes. You can back over 0.5 first half goals, or you can lay under 0.5 first half goals. This particular game I will be laying the under 0.5, and it will be about 1.5, 1.4, 1.3 going down. There you go. And finally, Dusseldorf, Fortuna Dusseldorf playing Stuttgart. It's 1.93 currently, the over 2.5. I am going to wait for that to start. I'm going to let the odds, hopefully there's not an early goal, and the odds rise, and Dusseldorf, Stuttgart over 2.5. When it gets to 2.0 for the overs, I will start to back it over the next sort of 10 minutes. So if it got to 2.0 on the 8th minute, I'm going to drip back it through to 18 minutes. And then I will trade that and green up both outcomes. So if a goal goes in, I will just green everything up and take hopefully some profit there. So Sevilla as a home win mention, along with Sampdoria a bit shorter. Big game in the Premier League, Spurs, Leicester, nothing doing. In the other game, City, Chelsea, you may want to bear in mind what I said in the week about the under 2.5. Montpellier Monaco over 1.5 after 20 minutes, Valencia Sociedad a late first half goal, and Dusseldorf Stuttgart over 2.5 once it hits 2.0. Have a great Sunday and I'll be back tomorrow.